Hi, everyone. Welcome to Evergrowing. I'm Sabrina Wong, and I'm the CEO of Evergrowth Coaching. I coach 8 to 9-figure revenue CEOs, and I want to bring to you the biggest breakthroughs from coaching sessions and the top tips to running a successful team. Evergrowing is about understanding yourself better so that you can understand your people and run a world-class team. I really believe signing up for leadership is to sign up for a journey of constant self-growth. And if you have an evergrowing mindset, you have an evergrowing culture, and then you can achieve exponential results. And now, let's dive in. I want to share with you a personal story about my relationship with feedback. Earlier on in my career, I took feedback to my core. It was extremely stressful for me to even receive a message from Slack saying, hey, like, what's wrong with this meeting? What's wrong with this document that you provided? And that even went into when I first started practicing coaching. I would ask people what feedback they have for me, and every single feedback that I got, I would lie awake in bed at night. I would think about, why did they say this to me? Am I a bad coach? And I'm ruining people's lives. It would create a significant amount of stress in my life. And what I ended up doing was a lot of therapy and coaching and reflection, meditation, and all these things that helped me really understand my relationship with the outside world and why I was working hard and what am I working towards. If I'm working for other people's approval, then of course I would always be alarmed if something is off. But at the end of the day, I had to come up with a felt sense of my self-worth and who I am. I had to find evidence of me being a good coach, a good professional, a good worker on my own, so that evidence is so strong in pile that I can take a constructive evidence and see if it resonates and take it in if it resonates. And if it doesn't, let it fall away, right? So fast forward in my coaching career, I ended up being able to ask feedback at almost every session. And when that feedback is given, no matter what the feedback is, it's very, very rarely makes me feel upset. I look at it with a lot of openness. I'm excited to receive them. And I take action on a lot of them. I think about them. But if it doesn't resonate, I don't blame myself or my client. I just think of it as, oh, that's really awesome. That's someone like willing to share their experience with me. I look at it as a win regardless, because we're forming a closer cycle of trust and communication. So it is possible, if feedback really bothers you right now or you're not getting a ton of feedback, it is possible to change that by being a person who is able to take feedback and welcomes feedback. If you want your world to change around you, you first have to change yourself, right? There's a saying that I learned from my therapist. If you're looking for the right one, then you will never find that person. You have to be the right one first. So let me leave you with this. Who do you have to be someone who gets all this feedback and trust from your team? What changes can you implement today?